Greetings. I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Jessica Roby, who is Marketing and Communications Manager for the Caroline Center in Baltimore. And Jessica's here today to talk to us about their great education program for women who are looking to improve their employment situation. So, Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for spending the time to do this. I know you're busy, which is great, because you folks are getting a lot of great stuff done. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the Caroline Center, please?
Yeah, the Caroline Center is a nonprofit workforce development organization. We serve women of Baltimore City and Baltimore. Our mission is to empower each woman to reach the fullness of their potential so they can create a future and hope for themselves and their family. We offer holistic education and career skills training, both in the certified nursing assistant and the pharmacy technician program.
That's great. How can someone find out more information?
If you're interested to learn more, you can go to our website at caroline-center.org, or you can always call the center at 410-563-1303. We currently have applications open for our next class, which starts in April.
Wonderful. That would be caroline-center.org, 410-563-1303. Please tell our listeners about your background and what you do.
So currently I am the Marketing Communications Manager for Caroline Center. I've been in that position for about a year, but I've been with Caroline Center on and off for 10 years. Started back in 2012 as an AmeriCorps volunteer at Caroline Center, and was an AmeriCorps volunteer there for 2 years, left and did Peace Corps, and then came back to Caroline Center and worked as the Academic Career Advancement Specialist. We have a ACA program specifically for our alums. We really think it's once a Caroline Center woman, always a Caroline Center woman. So we provide assistance in education and finding job placement and anything they might need once they graduate. So I did that for a few years, and now I'm doing the marketing.
Wow. So you really know the place from the inside out.
Yeah.
You know, all, as they say, where all the bodies are buried, right? So how is the center adjusted to the COVID thing?
Well, we've never stopped our programming. Once COVID came, once the pandemic was, here, we went virtual. We had a program that was in person and then went virtual to finish. Our program is 15 weeks, and then we had a next class session that was all online. And so we really shifted very quickly, like most places, into the online. And then we did a hybrid. Now we're fully back in the center, but also provide the online if it's needed for students if something arises. And so we really tried to shift to make sure that we're still available. And then even our graduates, a lot of our graduates have gone on to work with Baltimore City Schools and doing their COVID testing, at pharmacies, giving the COVID vaccines. And so it's really great to see just our graduates as well and what they're doing to help during this time.
Yeah, so maybe the next time folks get the booster, which they should get the booster right away, they might be administered by a Caroline Center grad, huh?
Yes, we have Caroline Center graduates in most of all the hospitals here, the pharmacies. There's sometimes I go into a pharmacy, and if they notice I work for Caroline Center, they'll say, "Oh, I know so-and-so and so-and-so." And so,
so yeah, you folks had a couple thousand around the area. And you folks are associated with Catholic Charities, right?
So we are school sister of Notre Dame sponsored program. So our Caroline Center got started in 1996. We're actually named after Mother Caroline Freese, who established the School Sisters of Notre Dame here in the North America and specifically in Baltimore. And so, yes, our program is definitely committed to the SS&D's education and making sure that, you know, persons, specifically women, are valued in our society. And it's interesting because Caroline Center is actually, we're located in the same building that Mother Caroline and other SS&D established.
Oh, that's neat. So a real historical presence there.
Yes.
That's great. In terms of admission, who's eligible to be admitted to your program?
So we accept women who are at least 20 years of age, have a high school diploma or GED, and are looking to be certified in certified nursing assistant and pharmacy tech. We have three classes per year, and so our applications are currently open, but also in rotation. And so if you go on the website, maybe it's not open now, it definitely will be in the future. And so except right now, given the pandemic, we're the number for who we accept is a little bit low, but we usually accept 30 people per session in both the CNA and pharmacy tech, and that number is a little lower now just to, you know, we are really strong in making sure that everyone is safe at the center due to spacing. But, yeah, 20 years of age, live in Baltimore City, and...
Doesn't matter what your faith is?
No. Doesn't matter your faith, your background, you know, if you are committed to yourself and committed to, you know, finding a career, then we're here for you.
Great, great. I know that one of the things that often stops folks from getting more education is fear that they can't do the work.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Fear that it's too academically tough. How are you folks in terms of... working with those kind of students?
So we work with all various, you know, academic levels. And so part of it is not only do we do the workforce training that you'll need in order to be successful in the field, but we also have what we like to call wraparound classes, what makes you the full candidate, what makes you stand out. And so some of those that we have are resume writing, interviewing. We actually have partners from local hospitals and pharmacies who will come in and do mock interviews to help you prepare. We do a speech class to kind of better public speaking. We have like math specifically for pharmacy or CNA. We have an integration group, and we also have on-site counselors if needed, social worker. And so we really want to make sure that we have the, you know, what the women need. And so a lot of times, you know, we might have someone who maybe wasn't the best in high school, but we know that you can be successful if you believe in it, and we believe in you. You know, a lot of the women, we like to call it, they call it a sisterhood. They come in not knowing each other, but by the time they leave, they really feel like they're a family.
It certainly sounds like it. And you said it's each session is 15 weeks?
Yes. So each session is a 15-week program. If you are pharmacy tech, it's 18 weeks because after you graduate, you have a certain amount of hour externship to get the hours that you would need for the Board of Pharmacy.
Well, so that's basically in a year, someone can change their entire employment situation, huh?
Yes, we've had. A story I can give is we actually have a graduate who graduated about two or three classes ago. She went on to get her nationals in pharmacy technicians. So that means she could work anywhere in the U.S. With her pharmacy license, that actually continued on to school and is currently enrolling into pharmacy school. She wants to become a pharmacist.
We have
women who go on to, you know, some women want to continue just being pharmacy technicians and CNAs, which is also great because, especially right now, they're really needed. And then we have women who go on to get their pharmacy degree. We've had women currently in the nursing programs around Baltimore and outside of Baltimore, even women who do the healthcare field for a while and then go into another field, which is still giving back to the community of Baltimore.
That's great. That's great. Is there any cost for the program?
So our program is tuition free, but we do have fees. And so the fees is what you would pay to get the licensing. You're using the licensing fees for professional licensing. For the CPA program, it's $237. And for the pharmacy technician program, it's $286. But we do, you know, our program is tuition free. And so each woman roughly would be about $4,000 to complete our program. But thanks to donors and generous supporters, we are able to make it tuition free for the women.
Boy, that's wonderful. Let me ask you, I assume that with the social work and the counseling and the wraparound, as you said, someone who's having trouble, who says, oh, I can't get childcare, or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you try to figure out, do you work with folks like that?
Yeah. You know, we want to make
great.
Sure that one that comes to our program is successful. And so, you know, if someone's having trouble with childcare, we'll try to find either a program or something that they can, you know, make sure that they're comfortable with their children going to. You know, that's really why we have a social work counselor on site, is to make sure that those stressors of everyday life doesn't get in the way of them being able to get the development in the classwork that they need done.
Boy, that really is wraparound, isn't it? That's great.
Mm-hmm.
You're supporting folks no matter what their situation is, no matter what their level of self-confidence is, no matter what their level of need is. That's a wonderful program. Could you, unfortunately, we've got about a minute or so left. Could you tell us, please, do you need volunteers? Do you need donations? How can our listeners help?
We are always looking for volunteers to help either in the classroom, or sometimes we have volunteer projects that arise. So you can always go to our website, or you can personally email me if you'd like. And then also, yes, donations. Like I said, our program is tuition free, and we want to be able to keep the program tuition free for the women. Mm-hmm. And also provide, you know, we have scholarships sometimes for the women once they graduate, if they want to continue in school, and other, you know, donations extremely help with our programming in order to get supplies. We actually have a mock pharmacy and a mock actually what it looks like in a hospital room and a nursing home. Yes, and so supplies for that can be pricey, and so yes, donations. You can always go to our website, again, caroline-center.org, and you'll see on the first page is the donations button. If you are interested more in talking about donations or volunteer opportunities, you could always email me at jrobey@caroline-center.org, and I'd be more than happy to talk more about it with you.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Unfortunately, though, Jessica, that's all we have time for today. Could you give us, please, that contact information just one more time, please?
Yes. If you would like to contact us, again, our website is caroline-center.org. The phone number to the center is 410-563-1303. And if you would like to reach out personally to me, my email is jrobey@caroline-center.org.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And when I say thank you for being a wonderful citizen of Baltimore, I mean that. You folks are touching so many lives in such good ways. I pray it continues.
Yes, and thank you so much for the opportunity. We extremely appreciate it and all the work that you're doing with just sharing stories around Baltimore.
My pleasure. My pleasure. You're welcome. Unfortunately, though, for living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Jessica Roby, who is Marketing and Communications Manager for the Caroline Center, for being our guest today. Thank you, Jessica. Keep up your good work for all of us. And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.